Commander Seehafer, hello.
Hello there.
Where are you today, sir?
I am in Indianapolis right now.
You had to think about that for a second. It seems like commanders are always on the road.
Yes, I'm going to be here just for a few more hours, and then I'm off to Illinois.
Mm-hmm. What's home base for you?
Well, my home, where I'm born and raised and living, is Wisconsin, so.
Okay. Well, nice to have
But
you
not
over
home
here.
very much.
Yeah. Now, how long are you commander for? How long is your term?
I go till the end of August. So last year, August, I was elected in North Carolina, and then I'm done in New Orleans.
And then it's back to Wisconsin for spending more time there, right?
Yep. Then I'll go back to my job and everything. So, yeah.
What do you do when you're not? What do you do when you're not commander?
So I'm an ordained minister. I'm a pastor with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So I have a congregation and church in Horicon, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And so I'll be going back there and resuming my duties. As a administrative pastor there, so.
Nice to have you here and talking about the Legion and Memorial Day. Now, Memorial Day is coming up. Some people get Memorial Day confused with Veterans Day. Now, I know that Memorial Day is for the fallen. Can you tell me the exact intent of Memorial Day? What should we be not celebrating but observing on Memorial Day?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the key, observing and remembering. And, you know, I get a lot of people that ask me, you know, and they kind of feel uncomfortable about it because, you know, it is the beginning of summer, and some want to go to their beach houses, or they want to have, you know, the beginning of the grilling season, you know, brats, hamburgers and fun and all that camping stuff. And I say, you know, you don't have to feel guilty about those things. You can enjoy, you know, even veterans do those things. But I think you said it perfectly, to take time aside, though, and observe. Take time aside and remember. We read the phrases, and I'm sure we even saw some posters and bumper stickers about it where it says, freedom is not free. You know, and it's true. It is really true. We shouldn't take freedom for granted, and we should remember then the freedom that we do have and continue to have was because men and women laid down their life, you know, that paid that ultimate sacrifice. So it's very important for that day and to take time and set aside and remember. And then I always say that second phase is always to teach, right? Teach everyone, and especially in our families, you know, take that initiative and teach our children and our grandkids why we do the things that we do, and especially with observing and the cost that it does take for freedom, you know?
But Commander, what exactly are we observing and remembering? Are we remembering those who lost their lives while they were serving, or are we observing those who might have been in the military and survived that and got out of that and home and then passed away? I mean, we're supposed to be observing those who lost their lives while doing their duty, correct?
Yeah, I would say, you know, it's, you know, we're kind of on the both, you know, aspects, you know, because it could lead into, you know, the effects of war after war is long gone, you know, and that brings us into maybe another talking point of ours of suicide. But certainly those that have lost their lives and gave their lives for those freedoms in time of war. But yeah, I mean, you know, if we wanted to go into that, you know, something that's near and dear to our hearts within the American Legion is our mission with Be the One. You know, there's such a major problem with suicide. I mean, some of our listeners probably know the numbers of 17, 18, 22 per day veterans, that is, take their lives. But here's a statistic for our listeners is 135,000 veterans have taken their lives since 9/11. That is more lives than all the ones that were lost starting from Korea to present. That's staggering, isn't it? And sad. And that's why we're taking this mission of ours, be the one. We want to be the one to save one that is a veteran, one life at a time, because life is so precious. And we feel that with our largeness, if you want to call it that, you know, our leadership in this, and as the largest veterans organization, we want to take our nearly 3 million members, that is our whole family, our auxiliaries, our sons, our riders, and we can make a major impact in reducing that number. And we're putting that mission to the forefront. That's our priority.
How do you go about doing that? How do you save a veteran's life to stop from taking their own life?
Yes, very good. That's an excellent follow-up question. And this is where we have developed an action plan. And what we're doing is we want to also be the leader in training. And that's where it's the key at. So we can give you the details, and more people, and people can join us. They don't have to be a member. Anybody can join and be aware of the signs and things like that. But betheone.org is our website specifically for this. But what we're doing is we're uncovering that, let's say, that uncomfortable ability or that uncomfortable willingness to ask those tough questions. And the first thing is to ask a veteran or service member if they need help. Are they thinking about hurting themselves? And a lot of people feel uncomfortable just to ask those questions. They feel that might trigger something, and it's not. But it's to be serious about the situation. But then it's that follow up is to listen. As you know, as I mentioned earlier, I'm a trained clergy within the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, but part of mine, even when I counsel, I have people coming in and they'll say, "Pastor, I need a minute. Do you have a minute?" And it's more than a minute, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I don't even talk, and people just want to get that anxiety or that problem off their chest, and sometimes when we're all done, they'll be like, "Oh, Pastor, I feel a lot better." And I didn't even say a word. They just need to know that somebody does care and somebody's there for them. And then, of course, it's that reach out.
Yeah,
listen, exactly. And then it's that reach out. And, you know, and if what would happen, you know, for our listeners out there, what would happen if somebody said, "Yeah, I do feel like I want to take my life"? What would you do? So this is part of our action where we have the resources in front of us. But one is, in crisis, we know this. We don't waste time, but then we do pick up our phones and we do dial the 988. That's the emergency suicide hotline, 988. But then we dial one if it's specifically a veteran issue. So a lot of people are not aware of these resources. And it's not necessarily that we have to dial 988 right away, but it depends on if we know that person. In how comfortable we are with that person, because sometimes it is we contact clergy or family members or friends. You know, that's something I've learned even in training, that we teamed up with some powerful universities that help us with this. But this is our what we're doing here at the American Legion. So it's not just a little campaign, it's not a catchy slogan, but really a mission of ours. Be the one to save one at a time.
Go. Commander C. Hafer, I'm down to a couple of minutes, and I want to talk a little bit more about what other things that the American Legion is involved in. What other issues are you working on?
Oh, yes. I'd probably have like 5 shows for you if we would do this. But
yeah.
If anybody would want to go to legion.org/action, that's our grassroots advocacy and all of our legislative priorities. One is obviously we want to have our Coast Guard paid. We always talk about government shutdowns, and with government shutdown, because they're not part of the DOD, they're part of Homeland Security. Back in 2019, a shutdown did happen, and they did not get paid. They still worked, but they did not get paid. Talking about anxiety, talk about issues with family, the American Legion, I must say, was proud to step up to the plate, worked with top-notch Coast Guard personnel there, and we granted $1.4 million grant to the Coast Guard personnel. We're proud of that, to help those families have stability especially in that shutdown period. But those are certain areas that we have, but also plugging into our own programs within our communities, whether it's baseball, oratoricals, boys state, girls state. I mean, just the amount of youth that we affect. So we talk about changing lives and saving lives. It's not only with veterans, but also within the communities as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. Commander C. Hafer, excuse me. I know I'm out of time here, but again, legion.org is the website for the American Legion, correct?
Yes, absolutely correct. And then betheone.org if they want to learn more about suicide prevention.
Daniel C. Hafer, commander of the nation's largest veterans organization, the American Legion. Sir, I thank you. Wish you the best and happy, well, it's hard to say happy Memorial Day, but we will observe it. And I thank you
absolutely
for a few minutes out and take care, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you again.